If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Kung Fu Kenny.
K-Dot.
You know, I chose this song for a reason, for my rejoin.
Was you about to fire one up? You're about to fire up a J?
I'm about to get faded. If you go to a barbershop and say, I want to get faded, they cut your hair or give you a joint?
You know what? They should give you the joint. This is a part of the cost. If I'm going to pay $900 for a haircut, I need more than a beer. Give me the joint, too.
Do you hear what he's saying? He's like, he would get a swimming pool, fill it full of liquor, and dive in.
Yeah.
What a waste of money.
This ain't squabble up.
Well, you think that's a waste of money, Paige? To get a swimming pool and fill it full of liquor and then dive in?
You know he's talking about some cognac, too.
Some cognac, some...
That's a lot of money and liquor there in the pool. I mean, what kind of pool are you talking about?
Like a pool.
Like a big one.
Big
infinity pool.
Well, it's got to stop eventually.
Yeah.
You know, we live on a flat earth, so yeah. Otherwise you'd fall off.
So it's a one-off thing that you're going to fill this full of liquor because you wouldn't want it sitting in your backyard.
It's probably a mix of Moet and Chandon and other stuff.
Moet, Chandon.
Some Cabaret.
Some Dom Perignon.
Your French is so good. Talk.
Oh, she's talking about my kissing. And
what was the movie where he says, would you like some Dom Perignon 85? And then Chris Tucker says, how about some Coke 45?
Or what was the one where it's like, what age is this champagne? And like, oh, don't worry, it's fresh. I forget what movie. It was like a Naked Gun or an airplane or something. I love stuff like that, man.
It's new.
So good.
It's only a year old.
It's fresh. Don't worry. It's not old.
Nice beaver.
Drank. So we're going to talk to Kevin. And the reason why I chose Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar was because that's what Kevin wants. Now, not that he wants to fill it with liquor and dive in.
No.
I can't imagine, Kevin. We're not filling it full of liquor and diving in, are we? Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you doze off while you're on hold?
It's like, man, I hate rap music. Turn it off.
He's mad now.
Hey, Kevin.
He's a real K-Dot.
I think Kevin maybe laid the phone down to go poo or something.
Kevin!
Uh-oh, Kevin.
Kevin, we hear the ambiance of your home.
Kevin.
Say it like Catherine O'Hara. He might answer then. In Home Alone.
Kevin! Kevin!
Kevin!
Kevin. Heavens, Kevin.
Hang on a second. Let me Kevin, make sure he didn't die.
You big dork. He's like, oh, someone came. The UPS guy came to the door.
There.
Not at 7:10, they didn't. They still loading them damn trucks. You know, that's something. I tell you what.
Should be good now.
Them dudes, if UPS, I ain't picking any kind of rule, but them men and women that deliver them things, God bless them.
Packages?
Yeah.
Them
I mean, from loading them to unloading them and everything.
They don't have to load them. They just unload them.
Well, I just saw them pushing a cart up my heel yesterday, and I was like, God dang it, boy.
Damn.
I feel bad. I want to meet you halfway. I feel bad for
that's
you.
That's work.
Kevin.
Are you in there, Kevin?
Kevin.
I just talked to him.
There may be some button. Now, pick up and ask him if he can hear us talking. Because I hear him. I'm gonna do that anyway. I hear the background. You know, you can tell we're connected to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can you hear us? Kevin is, maybe he's, maybe he's getting cold feet. God, it might have been what you said, Paige. Scared him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you said something.
He can hear us, but it's really low, so I don't know if it's...
Kevin! Hey, Kevin!
Hey!
Hey. Is it real faint? Is that what you're saying? Damn.
Sorry, what?
Oh, man, this is not good.
Yes.
Throw you back on hold, Kevin. What the H-E double dookie sticks is happening?
Is our guy here? Do we know if Mr. Engineer Man's here? Cause
I'm sure he's listening.
I don't really know what else I can do for it.
Oh, man. You know what? This is where we just have a grounded moment, and we just sit here and say, you know what? The Matthew of 2024 would have been slinging things right now and cursing.
Oh, he's still slinging it.
This new. No, but, you know, I'd be like, that crap happens. I mean, it does. It does. Of course, with the first call of the day, and, of course, the first call of the day is something we've been promoting for 24 hours. No.
God. I don't know if you want to go call it and see how low it is. Maybe I can troubleshoot.
Oh, we're going to turn this into a bit? Are you going to lock me out?
We might as well.
God.
It's going to suck if the phones don't work. But what? The board's been real low as far as output. Anyway.
Remind me of the number.
800-774-0093. You can text me,
too. Thank you. I'm going to step outside.
Let me see if I get you on here. All right. Well, we got him. Let's see if you can you hear that now?
Yeah.
Does it sound low?
Hold on, let me walk completely away from the studio because I faintly hear you. All right, it sounds fine.
Okay, so it's good.
Let me run to his house and give him my phone.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to.
Okay, all right.
Thank you for that. Thank you for your service.
What's he got, a damn Obama phone?
Let me bring him up, see if we got him now.
Kevin.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
There you are.
So... hopefully, if we are past all the different things. I think it needed my golden touch to call and anoint the phone lines and make them passable. That's what it took. Kevin, good morning, first off.
Hey.
You can't hear me,
Kevin. Love the show. Thanks for having me on.
Can you hear me, though?
Yeah, it's kind of low, but I can hear you.
Okay. Because if I sit here and scream, that's going to sound stupid. Just to people listening, you know. Gosh, should I get closer to the microphone? I don't know.
Well, here's the question, because we're almost out of time for the second.
Oh, God.
And we got to set it up. But like you're saying, if we have to yell at each other the whole time, then it's not going to be
the thing.
It's not going to work.
All right. Kevin, hold on again for
Kevin.
A minute, please.
It might be something we have to come back to.
This isn't fun.
Yeah, but have the levels changed? Why could I hear on my phone? Like, I think he's got a dookie phone.
I don't know. Like, it's possible he could, but, like, he sounds clear as day on the set coming through. If he's
y'all not. Sounded great. I mean, both of you levels on my cell phone was fine.
I don't know.
Should he try to call on a different line?
I don't know how many he's got.
Tell him to call back on the same, because you know what? You're calling him on the guest line?
Yeah.
Okay, try him on the regular phone number. That could be what it is. I don't know why. I'm no technician by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
by the way,
not.
I tell you what, not to make any kind of, and I'm not just stalling right here so we can figure this out, but like, actually it's what I was having delivered to the house yesterday.
Pizza?
No, it was...
I'm just guessing.
You know what, man? I wish I could have some pizza right now. I sent Fatboy a meme yesterday. I had a pretty good-looking pizza on it. I was like, God, I'm sitting here looking at it. It's making me hungry. But no, it was something to put together. And,
gosh, that's the worst.
The company that I bought it from, I don't want to say the name, but they own a jungle. And...
Oh,
I'm sitting there and I'm not starting my story up. And I was like, oh, I got to open this thing out and put it together. And it's like my mind just goes like to mush. Like,
yeah,
I think that
I've got a
touch of something. I don't know what it is. Kevin?
Fear?
Kevin. No. Mm-mm. Kevin. Mm.
I
think his wife caught wind of this and is now damaged the phone in some way. I don't know. It's something. Anybody call. Let's test this out. We'll do it the old school method. 1-800-774-0093. I'm not even embarrassed by it. I think things like this you just roll with. So I'll get back to the story. So I had this item that when Amazon sold it to me did not say, and I didn't really scroll all the way down past the referrals and the ratings, but it did not say that it would approximately take 6 to 7 hours to put together, and people it wouldn't.
I'd be bored. I'd have to tap out.
But when I got the dude, you remember the little magazines you get with stickers in them at the Scholastic Book Fair? Remember about the thickness of that? That damn, I'm sorry for my use of damn so much, but that damn.
That darn?
Instruction manual was as thick as one of them old Scholastic sticker books. I mean, it was thick as crap.
How many languages? Because
you'll talk to Arnold real quick.
It was only in English and, hey, Arnold?
Yeah.
Okay, see, no, something's wrong with dude's phone.
Ah, dang it.
Tell him to turn it up.
I think that he's pussing out is what it is, Arnold. I think it is.
I think so, brother.
Yes. Thank you, my friend. Have a good morning.
Bye, buddy.
All right, thank you. What a good person.
Sam, you see him light up just to help us test.
Let's just, maybe there's this is why this is happening. Well, are we out of time completely?
Yeah, for the segment. So all I don't, right. We just got to figure out.
All right, so we will come back and we'll talk about maybe. You know, really, I say this with a clear conscience. I feel as though when I go to put things together like that, and I'm not making fun. I am not making fun.
No.
Well, here it comes.
No. I feel like there is I feel like I'm on the spectrum in a sense when it comes to things like that.
But it's a wide spectrum.
Yeah, I don't know which end I'm on. I'm on an end where I'm sitting there like the emoji where my hands are in there like, what the F?
Is it if you're closer to the center, the more, you know, you are? How does that work?
Just the application of reading directions and then applying it with my hands. There's a short circuit. And it's always been that way. It's not you're getting old. No, I mean, it's always been having to put things together. I'm just horrible at it. Model kits even. Yeah. My football coach, the great Coach Neil, was the head of the model club.
Are you saying?
Of course I wanted to be in the model club.
You're not crafty.
I think. But you just, I don't know.
Maybe you don't have that mind, that puzzle type, you know.
It's like when I see, you know how when savants or whatever in movies, you see the numbers are going everywhere and all that stuff.
Yep.
Mine are doing that. But they're spinning upside down and up. Turn inverted, weird.
Might need a couple totem poles.
No, it's literally if you know, it's got to be some kind of variant of that, and it's always been. It's nothing new.
If you want to do it and put it together, there's no time constraint. Just gotta do it when you get to it.
I can never do the little origami thing where you'd fold it out and say yes, no, maybe.
Cootie catcher.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cootie catcher. I can make those. Nothing. Yeah.
Well, girls made those anyway. And some guys have made them where, you know.
Oh, really?
That was when you're...
One of my best friends made real good ones. He also made good paper footballs, too.
That was before 10th grade, right?
He'd put a penny in the middle.
Oh.
He wouldn't tell anybody.
Oh, why do you think about that? Yeah, I tried to make a paper gun and forgot how to do it.
Oh, I don't think you do that in school anymore.
Suspended.
We'll just do, you know what? We'll roll with the punches. We'll do some open phones. It's no big deal.
It's cool.
1-800-774-0093. What was the guy? We'll tell you. Okay, we'll tell you what the guy was going to do. We'll give that away. Because, we brought you up to that big cliffhanger and never even got to it. All right. Proven, once again, we are doing live radio, everybody. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Guys. Feeding time.
That's right.
Feeding time.
That's right.
Hey, sweet girl. Hey, what you doing? You licked my phone, girl.
Stoners love this song.
What you doing? What you doing?
Everybody. Stoner farmers.
What you doing, boy? Feeding time.
Give me a kiss.
Otis, where you at?
My phone, girl.
There's Otis. Hey, boy.
There's Otis.
Hey, what you doing?
Otis
you
getting baked.
My phone, girl.
Cute.
Give me kisses. Give me kisses.
You want to see Laura. Something funny.
Give me kisses.
Is. He's feeding banjo cabbage. Time. He's eating it like it's apple.
Well, I saw one of them like that.
Listen. It's cabbage. Eating it out of my hand.
He's cute.
Isn't that a, like, the ASMR on that's awesome.
Oh, somebody's tugging it. I thought one was like chewing on your arm. Somebody was chewing on your arm. An animal. I'm the same video. You had a green shirt,
oh,
right?
Oh, no, that was a different day, but yeah, it started, that was a goat. Started eating my arm. Eating the shirt sleeve or
eating
whatever.
Time.
Just, did he really, like, tear fabric or
just gnawed on it a little bit, you know.
Let me gnaw on that sucker.
Okay, somebody sent this. Fat Boy has the idea that this could be. I want to lay the intentions out with this though. Also, it reminds me of a song by Garth Brooks. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs?
Just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care.
Oh,
yeah.
Because sometimes God's greatest gifts. Or unanswered prayers. And okay. the guy wanting to call his wife about the pool, he was getting an above ground pool. We're going to try to get his phone figured out and maybe do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
If the cat's not out of the pool or whatever you'd say there. So I.
Yeah, don't say nothing to her.
I respect and I never truly, like, I never make off color jokes about, well, I hope I don't, like diseases and like. Various disabilities and things. Like, I really don't.
Try not to. But
yeah,
sometimes
like, I know too many people that have that deal with various things. But I did make the comment, and I really wonder about this. Like, when it comes to... I'm not saying that I'm a smart person.
But I know what love is.
No, but I... The way... I can learn about stuff. I've kind of self-taught certain things. But when it comes to putting things together, I'm just like...
Gaseous?
I mean, you put together your entertainment center, but you put it together on top of something.
Well, I didn't want to have to sit in the floor and do it and then pick it back because, like, I wanted to stay mobile, move it around and do it. But, yeah, and I appreciate you. You reminded me that you did that.
He said, can you come help me move this? I'm like, you just put it together.
Well, I needed it moved 3 feet down off the ground. I started putting it together on a table. I know. It wasn't the smartest of moves. Darn you for burping.
Yeah.
That might be a sign of, is that when you first thought, like, hey, something might be
going
on?
I've thought it for a long time where I cannot read directions, whether it be putting things together or... let me think of something that they did here a while back where we had to manually change something on the computer and you have to read the directions to do it. I'm like, hands in the air emoji. I don't know.
Yeah, you see all the words at first and you get a little put upon.
And also to the MFs, and that stands for Mattman's friends, that are out there texting saying, you're getting old. That's what happens. It's been this way my whole life.
Unless you don't like him and it stands for MF-er.
Yes, it depends on where we are in a relationship,
call back.
Friends and such. So, somebody sent...
Nudes.
Nude photos. No, they sent a link where... And again, not making fun of anything. But I would imagine this would mean that I have a touch of autism.
Okay.
I'm not... I promise you.
But wouldn't you like to know how much? How autistic are you?
I will do the test live.
You can do it right now?
Yeah. Do you have it on your screen?
Because I just so happen to have a test.
It's the one off the... Is it the same one that somebody texted in?
Yeah. It seems
is
to be
it like
a
credited?
Yeah, it's from the autism...
I think based off that.
The Autism Test Center.
Okay.
Which I assume is a credible organization. It's not a .org, but...
It sounds... Incredible.
It'll give you like a baseline reading, right? Like kind of where you are?
Yes.
Okay, so you know your answers. You can agree, disagree, or remain neutral.
Okay.
All right. I find group conversations confusing or hard to follow.
See, that depends on the people. I would say I'd say neutral then.
Okay.
Generally speaking, yes, but sometimes no.
All right, we're 3% in. We're doing good.
Okay.
I often feel unsure about how to behave in social situations.
No, I'm not unsure. I know how I should act. The other people that aren't acting right.
So you would say disagree?
I would say disagree, yes.
Okay. I avoid eye contact during conversations.
No.
Who's that?
No. I strongly disagree on that. I know the importance of that.
Okay. Strongly?
Yes.
I prefer to be alone rather than socialize. I think I know the answer to that one.
I would say, man, that depends on the mood. I would say neutral.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. All right, we're 12%.
What did you think my answer would be?
I would have put strongly disagree to the nth degree.
To not be by myself?
Yeah, I feel like you'd rather socialize.
Oh, well, I would rather.
Okay.
Instead of being alone? You don't like being alone?
Well, I think I'm not being a pussy right now, but I think I'm thinking of the past...
Little bit
time.
Yeah, like you don't go to the movies or to a restaurant by yourself.
We'll take that test later.
I never have done that. There's a pussy test later?
We'll
do that in the 9 o'clock hour.
This one says, I struggle to understand what others expect from me socially.
No, I don't. I disagree. Not strongly, but I disagree.
I often feel like I don't fit in with social groups.
No, disagree.
Okay.
I don't.
We're 20% in.
I don't go to the ones around the ones I don't feel like I think I fit in where I get in.
Right.
Hell yeah.
This one says, make an effort where it's worth it.
This says, I feel drained after social interactions.
Yes. Strongly agree.
Okay.
Yep.
Depends on the social interaction and what's expected of me.
That's true also. But yes.
I don't always know when it's my turn to speak in a group.
Oh, I know how Paige would answer that for me.
Big
yes. I would say disagree.
Okay.
I used to be worse at that, but now I think I pick my... Go ahead.
I prefer communicating through text or writing rather than face-to-face.
Strongly agree.
Okay. I find it hard to make small talk.
Strongly disagree.
Yeah, that's kind of you're trained to. I take things people say very literally.
Strongly agree.
I find sarcasm or jokes difficult to understand.
Strongly disagree.
You're pretty good at this.
God, look at this spectrum going back and forth. Woo,
woo. We're flying through it now. I have trouble expressing my thoughts in words.
See, that depends on... I can't say overall no, so I'd say disagree.
Okay.
Overall no.
I sometimes repeat certain phrases or sounds.
Yes.
Strongly agree. Dude, I think that's where it's a touch of Tourette's.
That's what, it popped up the word that Bebe says she has, and I can't pronounce it. E. coli or E. coli?
Big old Hooters.
I use a lot. I use a lot of gestures or facial expressions when talking.
Yes.
Do I? What do you mean by that? I was using my hands. Okay, so Paige says, in fact, well, you see me talk and stuff.
Yeah, I would say strongly agree.
Wow. God, okay.
I sometimes struggle to find the right words when speaking.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree. Sometimes. Okay. I agree, yes.
Okay, let's do this one real quick. I interrupt people without meaning to. I can answer that one for you.
Yes. Agree.
I find it easier to write than speak. Why hurt your hand?
I would say neutral. Like, I would say neutral on that.
Now here's let me do one more real quick.
I will tell you this, like with the responding to like, you know, condolences and stuff, I was trying to think of different ways to say the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trying to mix it up.
I didn't
want to
just say thank you so much. I was just trying to think of different ways where it sound more personal. I should have just ran it through some AI thing. I'm kidding. I would never.
So here's the thing.
My fingers aren't even cross page. I would never do that.
People have told me my tone or speech pattern is unusual.
I don't know. I mean, sometimes people like my twang. No, you didn't mishear me. So I'd say disagree. I don't hear that.
All right, here's the thing.
I haven't traveled internationally much, though.
We're about 45% through.
Oh, God.
So we can either come back and finish it and get the results. You can finish it off the air and then get the results when we come back.
What do you think as a... what do you think, Fat Boy?
I feel like people are taking it, too.
Yeah, let's finish
it.
So we'll finish it, and I feel like we're going to fly through it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and I won't talk as much afterwards. Like, I'll just give you the answer, and we'll move on through. Okay?
That'll work.
All right, and then tomorrow we'll give it to you.
You know
and then
what?
Maybe the test one day, too.
Give it to me. You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, it turns out I don't have any kind of autism, according to P1 Nutty.
Nutty's got you off the hook.
Nutty texts in and says, you are not autistic.
You are. Oh, you said it like Murray. I like that.
You are not autistic. Not making fun either. I think, like, if you asked me, I would say that I probably have a touch of it when it comes to reading and applying directions.
Well, the boss texts in for us to proceed because if you are, they get a tax credit.
Oh, cool. Cool with it. Ah, well, that means I probably can't be fired either. Can you imagine the headlines?
Tonight at 11, autistic DJ fired.
They've done away. Let's bring back DEI. I'm just kidding.
You're talking about Dale Earnhardt
Incorporated. Dale Earnhardt Incorporated.
So we're about 70% finished.
Okay. You ask him and I won't give so much of a commentary with him.
Okay, here we go. I become deeply interested in specific topics or hobbies.
Yes. Agree.
I can talk for hours about subjects I love.
Agree. Strongly.
Pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, thank you.
I often focus so intensely that I lose track of time.
Yes.
Okay. About 75%.
That happens quite frequently.
I had to look at this one again because I almost reread it. I was going to say I like collecting farts, but that's not it. Mm. I like collecting facts, stats, or trivia about my interests.
Absolutely. Big time.
Yep.
Strongly.
Others have said I am obsessed with certain topics.
Obsessed.
Strongly. I've been told that.
Yeah, I remember hearing it now.
Yeah.
I prefer doing things related to my interests over social activities. That was a tricky one.
I must say neutral on that. Yeah, that's kind of...
Yeah, that one's worded stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I enjoy repetition when it involves my interests.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. It's not an answer. So.
Yeah. Give me a hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I sometimes neglect other tasks because of my interests.
Agree.
Okay. I like researching things in extreme depth.
Strongly agree.
I can answer that. We're 85% there. I revisit the same books, shows, or topics over and over.
Strongly agree. Big time. I was watching Back to the Future 2 again yesterday. I sent Fatboy a screenshot. It's like, I never knew. Can I say that word?
Well, I got to remember what.
It was the.
Well, I can dump it if you can't. Go ahead.
The Marty and Jennifer are running, and somebody had spray painted the word schmegma on the wall. And I never noticed it before. I sent it to Fatboy. It's like, do you know schmegma was on Back to the Future?
Kids, if you don't know what that means, please ask your parents now.
Yeah, they'll tell you. It'll be a lesson. All right, let's go.
I often forget to do important tasks.
Yeah, strongly agree.
I struggle to stay organized.
Agree, not strongly, though. I do struggle with that, for sure.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's hard to get organized.
It's a time factor
when you're running for your life.
Yep.
It says, I procrastinate even when I know something is urgent.
No, disagree. Okay. Not when something's urgent, no.
I lose track of time easily.
Yeah, agree.
That's me.
Okay. This says, I don't like it when coworkers try to butt in on my autism test.
Strongly disagree.
Nailed it. Well done.
It says, I have trouble starting tasks, even ones I want to do.
No, I would disagree. I would disagree.
Guess
not
what?
Not if I want to. Is that it?
No, we're 93%.
Though. Okay, 93 you say?
Yeah. I need external reminders to manage daily life.
Yes, and that comes from a smart speaker. It reminds me what night to take the trash out, various things such as. Well, I don't give a damn. At least I don't forget.
It's a good thing to have, but one day the Echo is going to be like, I'm tired.
One day GPS is going to be like, you get there, you damn self. I'm tired of telling you where to go.
Tired to tell you what time it is years. Every 10 minutes.
You know how to get to Greer, a-hole.
It says, I get overwhelmed by too many choices.
Yes, that's been the story of my life, dude. Baskin-Robbins, 31. That's too much.
Just sit there and look.
Yep.
I jump between tasks without finishing them.
Yep. Yes.
97%?
Especially right, involves walking into rooms and getting through. I was doing laundry the other day. I go get more socks. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I kind of want to hear where that one
goes. I was just going to say, I go down to my bedroom, and then I see something down there, and I start fidgeting with that, and then I never get the damn socks.
That's me. That's ADHD.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I've got that, too.
Yeah.
I find it hard to focus when there's background noise.
Yes.
Okay.
Even if it's birds sometimes, which is sad.
Squirrel.
I had a loud bird outside the house the other day, and I'm like, you know, it should be sweet right now, but you're annoying the piss out of me.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's supposed to be like serene. Like,
yeah, it wasn't.
I struggle with prioritizing what to do first.
Not anymore. I would disagree with that. Okay. I used to be horrible at that.
Oh, it's analyzing the responses. We're done.
Oh.
They're processing the
this
answers.
This is where it's going to say, insert your credit card information.
Man, it better not. Come on.
If we wasted
email.
All this time and we got to pay, as long as it's not over $30.
$25 a month.
It's analyzing your social communication, behavioral patterns, sensory processing.
God.
Executive function.
See, now this is a good text right here. This is a very good text. I follow you on Instagram. You're definitely not. You first off, you have to realize we only put up things on social media that we feel as though is like our best or blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put up the best.
Like, here's a hideous picture of me.
Well, not just
nobody
that.
Nobody does that. Well, I do, but...
But, you know, with your kids, you're not going to sit there with them, like, crying before you took the group picture. You're going to say, you say cheese and you smile, damn you, or I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to give you something to cry about.
Yeah, that's my daddy.
Yeah. Son of a...
Why are you crying?
They're asking for the credit card.
Well, can I expense all 50 cents? That's how much it costs.
50 cents?
Yeah,
that's too low of an ask. They're going to take way more than that. But if you feel
they
comfortable with it, you're going to sell them 50 cents?
Well, I got to put in my card. I just got to remember.
Wow. Remember to check that back that you're not. What country of origin is
right.
that?
You can't see my card from there, can you?
Don't use a debit, use a credit card.
I want you to relax.
I want you to not get your whole bank account drained.
Oh, it's happened before. It's going to happen by Sunday. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, payday's Friday.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Sorry, I've been waiting.
Let's you left payday Fridays when you spend the weekend paying bills.
No, I do it. Yeah.
You like to look at it before it goes anywhere.
It goes so fast. It's so
and if you just tuned in halfway, which I think this person did, enough about your weekend plans page.
No, it's my bank account.
This is not to poke fun at. I really... And you know what? I have a regular general practitioner appointment on Thursday. I'll ask my regular doctor, like, say, hey, man, I took his quiz. Just curious about this. Because that's something I've never... Now, I've talked to my therapist about that, but that's not... She does not diagnose things such as... She just talks to you about problems.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
This is a lot. I'm trying to find, like, a basic detailed or, like, a simple... Like, you autistic as hell, or nah, you good. But I'm still looking.
Is he on a spectrum?
Every time you scroll, it's charging you 50 cents a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God, don't. I need a mouse.
And they're following all your keystrokes for the next 3 hours.
Dude, this test was kind of too good. Like, I got to... Like, it breaks down your spectrum continuum, your...
I don't know what that means.
Your pattern analysis.
I just have internet and phone.
Like, I don't know...
Oh, what my. Like what is? Can you just kind of synopsis what it says?
Okay, like there's a score of 240. The assessment results say you're 160 out of 240. It said your responses suggest some characteristics that may align with aspects of autism. Scores above 144 often indicate potential autism traits. You are autistic. That's cool. I'm like you're leaning toward autism.
Well, you know, it actually, like, in a weird way. Oh, congrats. Come on down. You just got autism. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. But it's not, you know, you don't want to walk into the doctor. Hey, do you think I'm autistic? Because when I'm in there, like, we don't have, you know, we just yes or
how
no
you walk
questions.
In
you know, I mean, it's not ever like a breakdown and stuff. The reason I started therapy was to kind of figure out, hey, I got this whole afternoon. How do I plan my day? How do I get it? How am I in a relationship, you know, with someone who's working till 6? And that's about when I'm getting ready to go to bed. And how do I...
6?
Well, I mean, not literally.
Loser.
I didn't mean it that way. I can't wind down.
If somebody gets off at... Okay, last night I was up a little later. stay a little longer.
There's a lot of noise going on at 6 o'clock. That's the only reason why I was saying.
Well, yeah, I do take my Ambo between 8:30 and 9.
Shout out.
Shout out to Ambien. And but
I'm gonna forward you this link so you can see how autistic you are.
It was just kind of a way to figure out, like, okay, how do I plan my day, but also make it not impactful, but meaningful. Like, don't just go home and take a nap so you can be awake when so and so gets home. And then, I mean, it is a weird kind of thing.
Yeah, you want to, like,
it causes increasing flatulence over the years.
Mm-hmm. Increasing.
Yeah, I mean, there's just nothing you can do.
But they tell you if you can nap for an hour a day, it really does help.
So
recharge.
One question, you said I was like 180 something or 160 something.
160 out of 240.
Okay, so is 240?
I think that's like the absolute, like, autistic AF, like, end.
So you want to get a low score. This is like golf, not bowling.
I would think so. But it said anything above 140, you show more of the autism traits. I probably got it too. I mean, some of those I was answering. Yeah,
I mean, don't you think if you're honest about most of those? We'll link it out somehow. I think if you're honest about, I think most people are going to be, going to have some points. I mean, how do you not get anxious during a chaotic moment? Chaos.
Exactly. Like, who wouldn't?
It's like, if I'm going down the road and I see blue lights behind me,
you're going to be nervous.
I freak out. I think, what am I holding? What do I, anything?
You're riding dirty.
And I'll just, oh, I'm downtown Greenville where they leave the blue lights on all the time and freak everybody out. Welcome to Greenville. You scared yet?
We should have found like a BuzzFeed test and just went off of that one.
Somebody said there's a good one on Reddit. Well, link it. I mean, I'm going to go search Reddit and find it.
Give me my 2 quarters back.
Yeah, you should follow Intercom? That big time. For real. It's Odyssey now. All right.
Send the wrong statement.
Very telling, Matt, man. That was interesting. Yes, we will link it out. Matter of fact, we'll just tell you the website, right? It's we don't have to link it out. It's called go ahead.
It is
I can't even read.
AutismTestCenter.com.
Okay. And find out if that's accredited. Also find out what it means when I can't finish words.
As detailed as it was, it's gotta be accredited to something.
You can say it. Say it, Paige. Accredited.
Accredited.
Damn.
I can say Meconium, but I can't say Prazolam.
Accredited.
Just say Zanibars and totem poles.
Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson. All right. See?
Twins are in town.
Tourette's as well. Paige, that was interesting. We'll do you tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Probably higher than he is.
I got the front. What is going on in the Plex?
We're going to find out if you're about to graduate from college. The least paying degrees out there. You may have one.
Oh, no, I don't.
Paige has got the most degrees in the room.
So. She does. And we're not talking about her body temp. We're talking about the little plaques and such.
See if she's got the top three. She's got a lot of degrees.
Oh, yes.
All she do is go to school.
I'm almost done with my next one.
I'm telling you. Learning
she's going to have 98 of them before it's over with.
Probably.
All right. Headlines next. And college degrees. That, too. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.